everybody. Welcome to The Consumerist. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky.
We're your hosts.
And guess what?
We're back!
We're back! You know what? Year hiatus.
It's only been 1 year. Hey guys, just a casual
Hey, how's it going? Just hanging out here, thinking.
Well, we've been thinking about all of you. We've been thinking about coming back. We've been talking about it a lot.
And actually,
for a year,
I was texting Sarah at the same time she was basically texting me. And we were like, we need to come back with the consumerists.
This is serious. This is serious business.
This is serious business because we've noticed, I don't know, is it something like, well, first of all, we've been doing a year of research.
We really have. So we may have ghosted you for a year. You may think of it as ghosting, but really it was just a year of the most epic research you can imagine.
And I think the people need us because I have noticed that
the economy is down.
Like, we need to stimulate the economy single-handedly. Basically,
I feel like
two
we
of
should
us
be getting pensions. We're basically public servants.
We're basically public servants. Like, we should be at least pension matching with us, right?
I'll reach out to my local council person about RSP matching.
And I've seen, like, I don't know. I've seen some people wearing pajamas in public, and it's hard for me.
The things I've witnessed, I've had to bear witness to this last year. What are we up to?
This past year, I thought COVID was when it got bad, but then it got worse when we started seeing people again in real life.
Were we promised like glory years? Were we promised the roaring 20s?
Didn't everyone say like, oh God, when I get out into public again, I'm going to dress up and I'm going to just take life by the horns and just live. But we have not seen that, Sarah.
People are so disappointing is what I've learned.
They're really disappointing.
I think I was in an airport recently and I said to my friends that I was with I've said it before and I'll say it again. People are tacky and it's very disappointing.
And you've seen it most at an airport.
Yes.
Because there's a way of looking comfortable and so put together at an airport.
Oh my gosh.
That you do not need. You first of all, throw away. I'm sorry if I'm offending you. Or people, throw away that neck pillow. Take it to your nearest city dump.
You're fine. Like, imagine actually being someone who brings an actual pillow to an airport. If you're doing that, you need to change the channel because...
You need to change the channel. Like, you know what?
Your people.
Even, like, Matt... Okay, this is actually a very embarrassing story. Matt bought us... We went to France this past year.
Yeah, so
that happened. Mecca of shopping,
here.
Right?
Yes.
More content. We're just doing research. And he went and bought us some sort of inflatable pillows for the. We tried to use them. It was giving me like vertigo because it was a strange material to be an inflatable pillow. It was
weird.
Blocking my ears and it was so gross and I did not like it. He didn't like his either, obviously.
I'm shocked by that news.
They gave us pillows. Like, I don't know what we were thinking about. Like,
yeah, they gave us little
pillows.
I know, but they aren't. It is hard. It's like you need a double layer. So I do get it, but like put it in your bag. Don't walk around the airport with it around your neck. We're not doing this. Honestly, if you think about the airport, it's really just runways everywhere. And you should be thinking of it as runways. You're walking down a runway. You're walking down that like moving carpet.
Oh my God, it's a
You're
theme of runways to the runway.
Yes. You should be thinking of it as a runway. You have every opportunity to just practice your walk. Stand up straight.
Get
going, you know?
And you never know who you will see at an airport and who you'll sit beside.
I've seen ex-boyfriends in airport, people. It is real.
It happened to me.
It's not an urban legend. I'm here to tell you. It is wild.
If you're there with wet hair.
Well,
you shouldn't be anywhere with that.
What are you up to if you're there with wet hair, but...
We're coming across as so judgy, but
I know we're not. I feel like maybe we've gotten more judgy in the last year, but I don't know.
It could
be, you know, that we love you guys. We're not judgy.
We're starting, you know, I think we have to get into the public service portion of this podcast.
Okay, so what we've been doing for last year is, well, it may seem like we've been ghosting. We've been doing epic research, like I said. And so what we're going to hit you everyone with over the next however long it takes,
several
we don't care.
Part series.
Is we're going to do the greatest buys of the last 12 months. Yeah. So we're going to go to, and this was Ricky's brilliant idea that I'm just taking credit for right now. But effectively what we're going to do is we're going to go in each category and we're going to tell you the greatest thing we bought in those categories in the last 12 months.
Yep. And it's going to get, it's going to get real. It's going to get granular. You're going to see a real glimpse into the habits that we
of what we've been up to.
There's been some marital stress on my spending habits in the past year.
There's been some stress on my bank accounts and my relationship with American Express over the last 12 months.
But... you know, when you're, I have the same card as you. Let me just say that Cobalt card. Everyone go and get a Cobalt card.
It's so good.
It's so good. Don't get like the Platinum where you think you're going to use that crazy perk. You're not going to use that. You need these points. Yeah. That's all there is to it.
Totally. And now I was at the Chris Stapleton concert in Toronto in August, and now even American Express is doing, they always will set like VIP areas and all this stuff. And they include the Cobalt card, not necessarily at airports, but at any type of pop-up events they do, any of the concert stuff, where there's more of like a crowd that would be using that card, right? It's genius. It's really smart what they've done. There's still, you know, and the whole like, you don't take American Express. I feel like some small places are still like that, but people have really gotten on board.
Apparently they've lowered their fees a little bit and other places have like raised their fees. So it's getting a little more even. Across the board.
Totally.
So more places are taking it. So good, let me tell you. Like, so, but it's funny because I am like, oh, look, Matt, I have like $200 in points. And he's like, do you know how much you had to spend to get there? I think I've had maybe like $2,000 or $3,000 in points in the past year.
Oh, I believe it. That's a lot. That's crazy.
2,000? I should look it up.
But I feel it's, you get 5 times the points for every dollar you spend on food in the food category, all that.
Groceries.
And then you get 2 times the point for anything that's considered like transportation, and then 1 times the point on regular. So it's actually not that crazy when you think about it. And then it's so easy to redeem them. It's 1-for-1 if you do travel stuff. So I rented a car when I was in Ontario last month, and the enterprise thing came up in my statement.
It was, just pay it like a debit card.
Yeah. And I just was like, okay, I'll just take $300 worth of points and I'll put it towards the, and it just, so it went from being $1,000 to $700.
Oh,
yeah.
So
also,
good.
It was like $1,200 to rent a car for 5 days in Ontario, which is an
this
complete
is
joke.
Wild.
Sure. Anyways. But yeah, so we're going to dig into these categories.
Oh, yeah, we're going to dig into the categories.
We're going to do it over the next few weeks, but I think we're just going to kind of catch up on the year that was.
Yes.
I don't even know where to start. Like what?
Well, Sarah, what was like the biggest thing that happened in your life in the past year?
Oh my God. I started a new job. Another new job. Like, because I think we recorded in September. It was the last time. So I've since started a new job the next month, which I've been at for almost a year now.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And it's like a social.
It is a social
job. Mm-hmm. You have to dress up. Yeah. You have, like anything.
In the office constantly
Exactly.
I'm a 4 to 5 days a week in the office kind of gal now. Yeah. I'm a downtown girl. Wearing clothes, wearing outfits. The appeal of that has ebbed and flowed.
Right.
Some days are easier than others
yeah.
to kind of get dressed and get in, but it's been good. Yeah, going out. I'm like, it's a good vibe.
We've met for more cocktails. I feel like we've met for more cocktails because of the 5 o'clock thing.
I know. I feel
it's
like
nice.
We're
ready
to
downtown.
Ourselves. Yeah. We're closer to each other, which
we
is
nice.
We
are closer to each other, which is good.
I went to 5 weddings this summer. That was a really big thing that happened.
And like fancy weddings.
Fancy weddings.
Like big weddings.
Big weddings. I turned my house into effectively a dress shop. So at one point, this is a real number, and a shout out to my coworkers, specifically friend of the show, friend of both of ours, Ayla, who was an absolute gem during this. I had
full support, right? Full hands on support.
At one point I had, 17 dresses is the count that I had.
17? Oh my God.
There was $7,000 worth of credit card charges for dresses.
Oh, Sarah.
I
just
actually
managing
turned
your
my house.
Seats
yeah, re- alone. Managing receipts was wild. Managing, I was at DHL and FedEx, like honestly weekly. I'm like, hey guys, me again. I was driving up to the airport because that's where DHL is. There's one downtown on 5th, but it was an absolute nightmare because of construction. Do not go there. It's just been chaos. And so 17 dresses is what I ended up.
I literally
turned my house into a dress shop. At
I
one
almost
point.
Think we need an episode about. That.
I feel like we should do a full episode on like formal wear. Basically.
On formal wear.
And just the nightmare that it turned out to be and how it was impossible to find stuff in Canada. So everything had to get ordered and everything had to come in. And then, oh my God, it was It literally dominated my life from May through till, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
I want to know your learnings, like any like tips and tricks, like what was the best? Did you find any deals? Were you going full price?
Like, I was going full price. Because you wanted in season, the proper thing.
Yeah. You wanted to just look good, which is the right thing to do.
I was pure panicked.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have really good advice because I feel like I was acting from a place of absolute panic and chaos.
Was there a retailer that was great to work with?
Okay. You know who I kind of hate to say this? And I was like, oh, it's so overpriced. Reformation. Everything I got from Reformation was absolutely incredible.
Oh,
stunning. Like everything that came in, Revolve was one of the biggest disappointments of 2023 for me.
I think I get those two mixed up.
Revolve is, Reformation is its own brand. They only sell Reformation brand stuff.
Okay, okay.
Whereas Revolve is, you can buy all different types of brands.
Oh, it's like a boutique. Levi's. Okay.
It's like an online boutique. And I feel like Revolve, I remember like my friend bought a wedding dress from Revolve and it came and it was beautiful. And I don't know. Everything that came was just, it was kind of cheap and it wasn't cheap. It was expensive, but it was cheaply made. It was
and, like, weird. Not impressive.
Everything was weird, stretchy fabric. I ordered this one dress that it literally like slid down or like plunged down almost to my belly button and like slid up to where I was walking down the hall. I was like, I'm going to flash everyone at this wedding. Like it was way too much. Reformation was so good. I ended up buying three dresses from Reformation at about $400 a pop. Each one of them was so good though. They were the only dresses I liked.
And you ended up, okay, let me just spill the beans here. Yeah. You ended up re-wearing one dress.
I did. I ended up
re-wearing a dress. We talked a lot about this. This was like picking Sarah off of the floor. Like I had to come in. I felt like I swooped in and I had to give you options and like tell you like, you know, it's not the same audience and like you'll wear it with a shrug. I don't know what I told you to get through that.
It was
traumatic.
It
worked out. You looked great. And that's a good dress. Thank you.
That was a good dress. It was the Fallon dress from Reformation. Look it up. It's beautiful. Obsessed with it. It's just a lovely, lovely dress. If you need a long, I don't know what other colors it came in other than black. I think it did though. It was such a good dress.
But the reason of this is because the person in the local boutique in Calgary was like, oh wait, are you going to this wedding?
Oh my God. Yes.
This is a tip.
This was crazy.
This is actually why you should go to good boutiques.
I know.
Who keep track of this shit.
They know. So, okay. I was deep into this wedding fiasco, finding all these dresses. And one of the bigger weddings I was going to was my boyfriend's sister's. And we had gone to, I went to, oh my God, what is it called? Park and Fifth. They have a pop-up inside of, I can't remember the store in Inglewood. It's like Love Note
or
something.
Love Note or something.
They have a pop-up in the back. So I'm still trying to find this dress. It's like a couple weeks before I had to go back to Park and Fifth to return another dress. And I returned this dress. I'm trying on this black dress, it's a gown. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. I love this so much. Oh my God. And like, I haven't even seen this on their website. And the girl's like, oh yeah, we just got it in. It's brand new. I'm like, this is perfect. Yeah, this is the best dress. Excited.
It was so good.
It looks so good. I'm like, okay, great. I'm doing this. I'm going to buy it. And she was like, oh, where did you say the wedding was? And I was like, oh, it's at Azu Ridge next weekend. And she's like, oh, my friend's going to a wedding at Azu Ridge next weekend. I'm like, what? And sure enough, she looks it up. World. It's the same. I messaged her friend. It's the same wedding.
How? But thank God.
I know. We would have had the same dress. And I saw her at the wedding and her friend had obviously told her. So we were joking about it at the wedding. It was totally fine. But oh my God, that would have sucked if we had the same dress. Like, I mean, whatever. She got in green. I would have worn it in black, but it just would have been. What are the chances of that though? Like I finally thought I had found it and it was just one thing after another, after another, after another with this dress fiasco all summer long.
Of all those five weddings, which one did you feel the most like glamorous and chic and like the best at?
I think the two that I wore the same dress to, the Fallon dress too. Yeah. From Reformation. It was just so good. The material and that dress was not cheap, but honestly, it just fit so well. I felt so good in it.
It's so worth it.
I did change up the looks like massively between the two. One, I kind of went a little bit more casual and just wore gold shoes.
Okay,
it was at River Cafe, the first one, and wore these like gold shoes and like no jewelry and just went really simple. And then the other one, I put on this like vintage necklace my Nana had given me.
That's right.
From the 60s. It was like this beautiful Swarovski crystal necklace that I'd never worn. And yeah, I just kind of like tried to do a little bit more glam for one and a little more cash for the other. And it was fine.
It was nice. Yeah.
As much as the 17 dress fiasco was an absolute nightmare, It was so fun. Like, what a fun time. Yeah. It was so good.
You were fully committed to the summer.
It was so good. It was so good.
You were like five weddings. You just attacked it with aplomb.
I know. And we, yeah, between, like, we were in them all, too, with the exception of one, which is wild. Like, we were,
oh, yeah.
The one that we weren't in, though, we flew across the country for.
Maybe we need to do an offshoot about, like, how to act at parties. And like how to dominate the world, like how to
start a conversation, yeah.
How to meet some people, how to like ghost, or not ghost. You know that thing where you exit that.
Oh,
Houdini? It's not the French exit. I think that's just
some people say the Irish exit.
Irish exit,
or
right?
The Houdini.
The Houdini.
How to do it? Yeah, gracefully. I read a crazy stat that's like you spend 4 days of your life saying goodbye if you're a goodbye person. I don't know. I gotta find that stat. Well, don't tell me that. It's probably something crazy.
I believe that. Yeah.
So the case, that was it. That was what I spent my year doing. I spent my summer going to weddings. I started a new job. I don't know. I've just been hanging out. I don't know. I haven't really been doing that much. I haven't really traveled that much this year. I went to Vegas for a bachelorette party.
Ah,
which was
okay.
Insane. It was wild.
That's right.
It was so fun, but.
It was fun, but the shopping?
So expensive. The shopping was so disappointing. I don't know what's going on.
Unless you're there to buy like a Bottega Veneta or something, like full on luxury. Even at that, I think I've heard that it's not even that fun. Like there's a lot of competition for those bags there and like the stock's not that great.
Yeah, Vegas is not. I don't know what it's up to in terms of shopping and clothes. I don't know.
I just say, weird. For Calgarians like us.
Yeah.
Stay at home and do it. Buy your luxury bag here. Like
go to Holt Renfrew.
Go to Holt Renfrew.
Oh, I'd say to go to Nordstrom, but...
Thanks, Nordstrom. So, I feel like we almost predicted it. Because
yes.
We started talking... Okay, that's a big thing that happened.
I feel like I'm emotionally not prepared to talk about this because it's just so frustrating.
You know what I'm not prepared to talk about is going into that store as that liquidation started.
Oh, that...
If you've seen the dregs of society...
Oh, my God. God, like
buying light fixtures,
and it was just whatever. Awful. It was just like
was
seeing
bad.
Someone fall from grace. It was seeing someone.
Oh, and then the signs they brought in, like dollar store, like 60% off signs.
Offended.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Why
I just
did
can't
they do it that way. Like,
I know.
I just don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. They didn't really fully invest in this market. So there you go.
No, I remember you said to me, and this is so true, and honestly, we'll need to do an episode
on opens and closings,
but I feel like I remember you said this to me, is, yeah, they came in hard, and then I never saw a marketing campaign actually targeting Canada.
Never.
Ever. I saw like generic marketing campaigns, but I saw them in like the New York Times, and then I would maybe see like an ad running on a Canadian television. I never saw them work with Canadian influencers.
Nope.
Think of during their anniversary sale, they would always be pushing stuff. I feel like they worked with maybe like two or three Canadian influencers, and they were always based in Toronto, and that was it.
Yep. And they didn't really get the brands that we want, and they weren't really like tailored for our market. And
they didn't even have a Canadian warehouse until the pandemic. I don't even know if they ever ended up... Do you remember that they didn't even actually have online shopping in Canada until the pandemic?
Yeah, and then the online shopping was a total
A disaster.
Joke.
It was basically coming from the store. It was just stuff coming from the store.
Yeah,
it wasn't like they didn't have a Canadian
fulfillment
warehouse.
Center or anything like that. So I just have to say, like, it was not good. So openings and closings in Canada or like just retail news would be a very, very good thing
to do. Oh, we need
to
do an episode on that because I feel like so much has happened. Okay. I'm writing this down. Well, I'm like sort of writing this down.
We're mentally writing that down.
Okay. That's what happened to me. So much more. We'll dig into it. I keep saying boyfriend. I think that was that's a new thing.
That's new.
Yeah. There you go. You'll hear more about him because,
well, there was someone with you at all those weddings.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been really fun. Tuxes and suits and
Tuxes looks very smashing in a tux and very dashing in a suit. Very good boyfriend to have at big events.
Yes.
He's like not scared to talk to people.
He's good. He helps with the main character energy. Anyways, okay. What has happened for you?
I bought a house. It's kind of a big deal around here. We're broadcasting from Casa Ricky and Matt.
Yay!
And
we're currently sitting in the kitchen of this brand new, beautiful house.
It's
not even really brand new at this point.
It's not brand new. No, this is how long we've been away. And so last time we recorded 1 year ago, almost to the date, I had just bought my beautiful Volvo. And it's such a great car. And actually, I want to ask you about car shopping.
Oh my God, yeah. It's been an epic Okay, we'll get into it. I've done. I went out. I've looked at cars. I haven't test drove anything. I've like looked at stuff. I'm still all over the place with cars.
Okay, maybe do a car episode.
Maybe we do a car episode I don't know how to buy cars. I don't know about anyone. Like, it's just a thing. I honestly just want to throw my car out. I'm like, can I just, is there a place I can just throw this out? Like, I don't know how to deal with this.
And you don't know what, like how to sell it, trade it. What do you do?
Oh my God. And then I got another accident in January.
That happened too. That happened. Yes.
Everyone was really bad though.
And they didn't even write your car off.
They didn't write my car off. I was like silver lining of this. I was totally fine. Everyone in the car was fine. Everyone was fine in the accidents. It's not a big deal. It was just like a crazy fender bender that actually caused a lot of damage to both cars.
But not enough to write the car off. So we were kind of disappointed about that.
Anyways,
to go through all of that rigmarole.
Oh my God. I know. And I was like, yes, I'll finally get to throw my car out. And then they were like, just kidding. Here it is, back to you.
Yeah, here it is, fixed up.
So
the house has been great. And talk about shopping. So let me tell you, Sarah, I've turned it up 10 notches, so I have a lot of content. 10.
You could do probably 4 episodes on housewares.
I will be taking notes
during those episodes because there is some. Everything that's in my eyesight right now, you guys, is stunning. It's perfect. It's amazing. Your beautiful mocha master, this kitchen table that I'm seeing, the vase on the kitchen table, this bar that we're sitting at.
I've just really had a chance. And this is our forever home. Like, we feel like we'll be here for a long, long, long time. So why not get all the things that we always wanted and we'll stay here for a long, 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 long time. Because we talk a lot about sustainable fashion, right? Like, we talk a lot about buying the best you can afford, wearing it often. If you need to get rid of it, take it to consignment, or pass it along to someone. Don't, just that type of mentality. So we've been really trying to do that with the house. Like, and it's been wonderful. But when you buy a house, you don't even think of all the things for the outside. Like, we bought a lawnmower. Now, are you going to buy what kind of lawnmower were you going to buy?
Like, how do you even decide that?
How do you even decide it? Like, do you go cheap or do you go expensive? Do you go with like what, how do you find reviews? Like, Who do you trust in the lawnmower game? So we were doing things like that and like garden and everything. So it's been really fun.
And this garden, rhubarb, raspberries, and this apples. Garden goes on apples.
Apples.
What?
Just out there, I have like an apple tree that has like 1,000 apples on it right now.
What?
Like full on.
Every time bushels, I come here, I leave
bushels and bushels of apples, Sarah.
It's wild.
It's really beautiful. So
and
rewarding.
This garden goes on and on and on. It's like layers. It's like layers so of backyard. Nice. It's just such a great spot. And the house is just so, I remember when you first bought it, it was kind of like, oh, okay. You know, it's like a beautiful house, but the vision of it, you know? And then the first time I walked in here, of a few light fixtures you changed a couple things.
Paint job and some lipstick, and it really worked out. So we can get in here. And I know that you've bought a lot for your home too. I don't know about in the past year.
No, I feel like you moved
the previous year. So you really settled in.
Yeah. And there was like I went through the saga of trying to buy, do we remember the saga of trying to buy furniture during and after COVID. How crazy that was. Like, you couldn't get anything in stock.
You couldn't get anything.
That was wild. Was
like, I think it's coming pretty soon, like in the next year or so, that there's going to be too much stock.
I know.
So, you know,
maybe it'll be great sellouts. Maybe Black Friday would be really good this year.
I think Black Friday would be really good this year. Interesting. I'm just saying. Like,
because it was so impossible. You couldn't get a kitchen table to save your life. It was like competitive. Like,
honestly. And have you felt inflation?
Yeah. I feel like I would have been always, you know, lucky enough to really feel it from like the day to day. Not saying I'm, you know.
No, but you can scale however you need to do. Like,
totally.
Before, you might have been eating out a lot. Yeah. But now you don't have to do that. Oh, especially now that you're partnered, right? Like, have a great boyfriend who wants to eat in. Like, you can kind of manage a lot of those. Right?
Yeah. But it's crazy. It's shocking. And it's the day to day of it, to feel it. It's like, okay, why did I just spend $300 today? Like, what did I buy? I don't understand what I've done today. Or, you know, even getting lunch, I'm like, why can I not get a salad for cheaper than $24? It's like, what are we doing here?
Or
a sandwich is $14 now?
Even like we talk about our black coffees. Well, even that's like $3 at Starbucks. Like, I don't know. It just makes me reconsider. Like, we got this mocha master. That was very expensive, right? Like, that's a $400-$500 coffee maker. But honestly, we used to go get a Starbucks every morning.
Yeah.
And when you think about that, at that time, maybe it was $5.
Yeah.
Think about that. In that's a year, that pays for that and the coffee.
Oh, easy.
Couple times over.
Couple times over. I know. The thing is that I always love is I do one coffee at home, and then I just, the ritual of going to the coffee shop. I have to do one outside.
I firmly believe that, because I think there's like a specific type of mental break you need at work that involves going and getting a coffee and being just getting out of the space and doing all that stuff.
Right? Also, how else do you test your outfits? You know, how do you test your outfits on people? You have to go in. You have to see how many heads are turned. You have to see who's checking out your outfit.
I love testing an outfit.
What are you doing? If you're not going to a coffee shop, test out your outfit. You're not trying. You're not doing things. You know, I've seen a lot about like resetting for fall. I like to think of fall as the true new year. I actually said to Ricky when we came in, we're talking, and I'm like, well, it makes sense that we're starting the new year. And I was like,
What do we consider New Year's? New school year?
September is definitely September. The year.
It's the new fall outfit. Hey, yes. Tell me, what's your fall look?
Oh my God, I need to what go back is to school your shopping. Fall look? What's your back to school shopping? I'm truly going to go back to school shopping.
We will be there.
Okay, I have a list on my phone. I can literally pull it up right now of, okay, what do I need to buy this year? Yep. I've decided I'm throwing out all my clothes. Just kidding. No, I'm sustainable, I promise.
I'm revamping.
I'm rethinking things. Okay, here are my top five. I'm getting into it. Here are my top five.
Let's do this.
I need these outfits. So, number one, I need a new trench coat. I have a black one. I need a tan one.
I have a trench coat.
Ricky.
I have a trench coat story.
I'm going to die about this. You need to tell the people.
I'm
going to
show. Oh my God.
We just put this on Instagram because I cannot believe this happened to you. I feel like I'm so excited and happy for you. But this is a time, usually I'm just pure excited and happy for you. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit jealous.
So jealous. So I, as many in Canada, I call it zombie shopping. We have an episode called zombie shopping because we have been to blame at Winners. I will go to Winners and I will flip through everything in hope of one gem.
And it's happened to you, the pillow situation?
The pillow situation happened to me. Like skincare. It has happened to me a couple stuff. Times. Yeah. Oh my God, remember when I bought 14
bars of soap.
So many bars of soap. Coriander soap. Very good. And so I'm flipping through and I see like, you can just spot quality on a Winners rack, mm-hmm. let me tell you, because mm-hmm. it is mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. Winners is kind of gone. I mean, I don't want to disparage a brand that I don't know.
I'd love to see a little zhuzh in the store. I'd love to see a little pizzazz. Zhuzh,
a little something. Like I just need a little bit more.
I know.
But maybe it's coming with like all the blowouts.
I know.
And
we should start Sarah and Ricky's sort of like warning list stores we're going to put on blast to get their shit together.
Oh, yeah.
And then green, orange, red, or black.
Oh, I think so.
Black, you're dead to us. Like red, you're on the cusp. Right? Right?
It's bad. So I saw some quality and I looked and it's a Sandro trench coat. For $100.
I can't. Like, that coat would have been $1,000.
It's $1,000 retail. And I even looked up.
What?
Yes.
I.
It's 600. It's 600 pounds, I think, is what I saw. But sometimes you can't judge everything. Like,
okay, but say whatever. This coat is worth $600 or $700.
$600 or $700, possibly.
Low end scale.
Low end. And I snapped that up. I mean, they said compare at $140. It was mistagged. And I'll tell you something. Two companies who usually don't mistag are Value Village somehow. Like they'll tag like Club Monaco they think is like worth thousands of dollars and whatever it is.
And winners.
They know where it's coming from and they didn't this time. So I got that.
Again, you know, I like to think these good buys are because of our good karma for helping stimulate the economy.
I know. It's like God's their gift back to me.
Helping people with fashion. I think it's.
Maybe we should do like a monthly Winners run and find the best things that we saw in there.
I feel like we could do it. I feel like we need to, you know, it's a Canadian, Winners is a Canadian brand. I'm sure it's owned by an American conglomerate.
There's Winners, Marshalls, HomeSense. It's TJ Maxx.
Oh, so it's owned by Americans.
Yeah, it's an American thing. Less, then. But there's more Winners and HomeSense in Canada. It seems to be a Canadian-ish like offshoot.
Yeah, I was going to say we should support the Canadian brands and really toot their horn. But
In that news, Hudson Bay opened up an outlet center in Toronto.
This is coming. I think they opened one in Edmonton too. They're going to do it in,
Yeah, so maybe.
Interesting. Have you been to the Zellers inside of Hudson's Bay?
No.
I need to see this. I haven't gone. I can't believe we haven't gone. We should go together.
Okay, so you're doing trenches. This is a summer trench, so don't feel too bad.
Okay, I know, but I need a tan trench. I feel like I like my black trench, but I need a tan trench. I should have bought it last year. I know everyone's going to die when I say this, but I don't care. I want another wool coat, and I want this one to be ankle length.
Oh, yeah.
So I will. You want to talk about main character energy? Hello, me and my ankle length wool coat. My Auntie Glow has an ankle length wool coat from Holt Renfrew in the 80s. This coat, I think about it too much. I know she listens to us. Please, think about this coat all the time. That's the kind of energy that I want to bring into this year. Well, so you okay, can find that.
I love that. So coat, it's a coat.
Coats, it's a coat. I know it's we're all season, done by you know? This. Yeah. The third coat I will be buying, that's the third thing on my list, is another coat. It's shocking. And it's an oversized coats. Moto jacket. Mine is like, it's not really cropped mine. It's kind of a,
it's like a classic shape
and size. Yeah. I want an oversized one. Okay. I'm doing the oversized one. That's coming. The fourth thing I want is, I just told Ricky tonight, I will buy them. I have wanted them for so long.
Oh, Sarah.
I'm buying the Gucci loafers. I don't care. I don't care how basic it makes me. I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm buying these fucking loafers.
It's not basic. It's good.
I can't decide if I want the loafer or the slide. Ricky's just strong for the
loafer, but I would try them on. I'm going to try them both on. Which one is more comfortable for you? I'm
going to try them both on. Yep. That's my fourth. And then my fifth. Okay, so I have actually like 12, but I'll stop at six. I'll give you two more. I could not get into this trend last year and it drove me crazy because I couldn't find anything. I want, I have like a pair of over the knee boots, but I want a pair of just knee high boots. My calves are really wide and I just cannot find anything that will fit my calves. So I am going on a hunt this year and you can all come on this journey with me and I will find a pair of boots that fit wide calves.
Okay.
I will do it.
So I almost loathe saying this and I don't know how this is going to be taken by the masses, but doesn't Cole Haan do a classic boot that has a little bit of a wider
possibly
calf?
I have to look into it. I think
Nike
they might.
Insole?
Or Vince Camuto might do it or something. I know Poppy Barley does it. That's how Poppy Barley started was the wide calf thing.
Well, we love our Poppy Barley.
We do. I feel like I love their stuff. I don't know if the style that they have is the right one
that you want. Oh, okay.
I have a vision
that's
in my
important.
Mind. And so I need the style. I have to hit a couple of things here. I am going to go try. They have a new style that came out. So I'm going to go try them. They're on pre-order right now. When they come into the Chinook store or the Markham Mall store, I'm going to go try.
Oh, I want to be there for the... Yes. Did you see that Uniqlo has boots coming out?
No.
So
they're doing footwear?
Yes. So, okay. So this... this is the big news in Calgary for everyone.
Yes.
Uniqlo is in Calgary. That's just like the ultimate place. They're going to kill it for basics. It's just like excellent for basics. And that kind of, I don't know, it's like got a cool Japanese style. Like
totally.
You can feel like you're kind of on point when you're buying Uniqlo.
Yeah. Full disclosure, my agency did help with the opening, but this is not sponsored. We've always loved Uniqlo. We've literally driven to Edmonton to go to Uniqlo.
We've driven there to do it, right? So like this is not sponsored. And we are true lovers of the brand. So Claire Heller Waite is doing a Uniqlo U collaboration and she is the ex-designer of Chloe.
What?
And she was the creative director of Givenchy and she's doing, you have to go and check. Everyone, please go.
When is it launching?
And look, I think it's like launched already. It just might not be in our store in Calgary. So go look. She's got like all of the long coat trend, like high boots, all that type of stuff. The looks are awesome. And I remember when I was at Fashion Television, I wanted to cover Claire Heller Waite because she was like a young-ish, I think she was in her 20s, like designing Chloe.
Oh,
it was such a big deal. A British person too, I think, designing a French house. Karl Lagerfeld had designed that and all these like
big
names, right?
Yeah.
It's a big deal. So I think she's a big deal. And like this collection is great. So you might find some really good
options
there. Like, the price point is really good. And honestly, the quality is really great.
Totally.
Really great. I bought this, I bought that funnel neck 3D knit. Souffle knit.
Oh, you did buy that.
I did go and buy it.
Okay, good. Those, their souffle knits are,
So something that I did last year, and I don't know if we covered it here. I made a list of every single fall piece that I have that I want to put in rotation.
You didn't tell us about this. You told me about this, but I don't think we talked about this on the podcast. Sarah, this is a
big tip. So. Yeah. And
this is revolutionary.
It's revolutionary. And you put it in your notes app and make a check mark for everything. Mm-hmm. And so you lay out everything you want in rotation for your fall. Do a complete thing. Anything that's not in that rotation, let me say, if it's high quality, save it. If it's low quality and not really in trend, consign it, right? Like immediately consign it.
Yes.
Right? So right away, you're making some decisions. Now group them by outfit. Group them up. See how many outfits you have.
Smart.
See how many days you go to work in a week or whatever it was. Like I had like maybe 30, I needed to make 30 outfits.
Yeah.
So I could figure out with my jackets and my everything, like all the looks. And then it was so obvious what was missing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't have enough tops to sustain how many pant looks I have. Right. So then I would make a list of all the tops, went out and bought it. Very specific shopping list. Full fall, winter taken care of.
Yeah.
It was the most coordinated, and every morning.
So good. And you're ready to go. You have outfits. You are
ready to go. So every morning, based on like the weather, I would look at the list. And and then as soon as I would wear something, or say I had a white shirt, and like sometimes men can get away with wearing a white shirt twice, depending on how it goes, immediately take it to the cleaner. Mm. So it was ready to go and done, cleaned, pressed, ready for whatever next time, or storage, or whatever it was. So organized. It was the best year I've had for fashion. Oh, honestly,
it was legit. I feel like every time I saw you, I was like, damn it.
Yeah. Like I just had it down, kind of down pat because of this organization method. So I like highlights the Ricky method.
Okay. I love that. That's what
I'm calling it now.
The Ricky method.
The Ricky method.
We should do like a blog post on it. You should show the note, oh my God, the apps.
I'll show the note.
Yeah.
And then exactly how I organized everything.
Should we add this to the list of things that we say we're going to do and then we never do it? Put this on the list. We're going to start that again.
We were always like, okay, put that on the list to post on Instagram. Have we posted more than 5 times? No.
No. Oh, we're the worst. We will get there. We'll get there. Anyways, so yeah, we're going to be doing some fall fashion hunting. That's what it is. I also think I might really splurge this year on a cashmere mock neck oversized sweater.
The full.
I'm just going to do it.
The full meal deal.
I don't care. I don't care if it costs $500. I'm going to do it. I just want it. I want something. If I buy one sweater this year, okay, it will be that. Instead of buying like 6 shit sweaters that I don't even really like that much, no, I'm going to do this one sweater. And I will wear this sweater every time you see me and I don't care. Gorgeous.
And I'm thinking like Grace of Monaco. Yes. Kind of like this look, right? Like
yes.
This perfect tailored look. Did you ever watch Mad Men?
Yeah.
January Jones?
Yes.
She would wear looks like right?
The she perfect looks so cashmere. Good. Oh, it's
so good.
We're trying to watch that right now. I think we're only on to like season 2. I feel like in the show, as reference, like JFK has just died.
Okay.
And they're all kind of like upset like, about so it. So somewhere like season 2, season 3, maybe. Yeah. It's a bummer to watch that show too much. Like just that everyone kind of hates each other.
Don
and Betty are just, I don't know. I love so it and I want to watch it, but it's dark. We have to take breaks from it.
It's a little dark.
And I just watched The Sopranos and was able to get through that.
And that wasn't as dark. No. Like, there were more moments of levity in The Sopranos. There's a lot of murder and stuff.
It's just like happens. At least, I don't know. It's like a psychological warfare. A little bit. Yeah, I love that show.
It's almost like too well written. Like it draws you in like in such a way. Well, so does Sopranos. So,
oh my God.
We're watching that I'm getting a little bit of fashion energy from. Mm. You know that we love Real Housewives series.
Yes.
And there's a new New York one with Jenna Lyons on.
I heard Jenna Lyons. Jenna Lyons is the old creative director of J.Crew, our famously. Hallowed
ground.
Yes.
We also went.
R.I.P. to J.Crew Canada.
To J.Crew Canada. Like we, yes, it was a hard goodbye, a hard farewell. But she's in it and she is so cool. Like you have to.
So cool.
I love, like she has her own style. You can take it or leave it, but how she lives and how she puts everything together. It's so considered. It's so perfect.
It's so great.
It's so uniform. It's very you, Sarah. I'm saying. Oh my God, she's so cool. It's like a lot of tans.
It's the best compliment I've ever heard.
Right?
Like she's a lot. So cool.
Like, kind of like a little menswear inspired.
Yes, definitely.
Like just perfect jeans, like a big white shirt and a tan coat and like it's jewelry.
So good.
So good.
I read an article in the New York Times about her stint on the Housewives and how people, like the Housewives are kind of They were basically like, you're not a good fit for this show. You're not being dramatic enough. And she was like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, she's not very dramatic. There's no storyline. She's pretty private. That's the thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't let much go. Like she was dating someone and didn't say who and doesn't bring that in. And they're like, well, do you know what
like the show is about?
Like,
that's kind of badass though. She's still like, whatever, I'm on here.
No. I think she's actually really good. Cause okay, now we're totally, but a good thing about certain cast members on Housewives who are kind of above the fray, everyone wants to endear themselves to that A-lister.
Love that.
Like she's the A-lister. So they're all kind of kept in check by her.
What a position but they to want, be in.
Right? And then they can't help but misbehave. And like, then they dread her wrath, right?
Oh
like
God, that's such a dream. Disapproves.
So it's good. Anyway, Jenna Lyons right now is giving me fashion energy for the fall.
So if you need to be inspired, maybe go look at that, right?
I curated a very good wardrobe last year and I invested in a few pieces but I think I've gained about 10 pounds from summer.
And
I hate to say this and I hate to say anything about weight, but the best thing I can do right now is just kind of get back into all my looks.
Well, and sometimes it's just like, I mean, that's a normal thing though. I like to call them party pounds. You know, we've been living our life. We've been going to weddings, we've been drinking, we've been eating well, we've been having late nights.
It's a total symptom of having a great summer,
right? Of living well. And now it's hosting, like, okay, you're just doing kind of all that. Like, and I don't think wanting to kind of tighten up and fit into your old clothes is like necessarily a bad thing. Like it's,
you kind of
want to
like
right?
maintain that like kind of constant.
I don't want to buy new clothes, like all new wardrobe. I know. No, some of my jeans right now, I'm like, uh-oh.
I know, right? And I don't want to like go and buy specific pieces just because of that, you know? So I want to kind of keep that in check. I hate to make a big deal of that, but it's true.
Yeah. And that's life. I think that's a life well lived. That's kind of a symptom of it. Anything else big that's happened in this last year?
You know,
house, car,
trip to France, which we can talk about later. I had a great trip to France, like such a wonderful trip to France and a really good time in Paris, which I've always had a good time in Paris, but this was my best time in Paris.
Yeah. What made it so much better?
We took food really seriously. Like since my husband, Matt, is from Paris, he's like, whatever, you just go wherever, you just do whatever. And I'm like, oh, really? Like for someone who doesn't go very often, I kind of want to go to the best places. So we went to the best of the best bistros and the best like traditional French restaurants. We weren't trying to find the cool dude hangout.
Yeah.
We were trying to find the most authentic classic Parisian bistros and we found them. It was awesome. Oh. And we just sat at some of the great cafes and drank Americanos and Camparis and just watched people. It was just so good.
I'm just
good,
like obsessed with that. It's just so perfect.
Where are we going to go?
You and I need to go on a trip. I didn't even tell you this. I'm going to Montreal on September 30th. It's like the mini Paris of Canada. Not the Paris of the, to be confused with the Paris of the prairies.
Just
but
Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
I'm going on end of September.
That's nice.
Yeah. Just for a little jaunt.
I'll be there in November.
For what?
Conference.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to extend it out a bit.
But we need to go on a spring trip. I think it's time to do it. I feel like, honestly, I'd be so happy just like to go to Palm Springs and go stay at the Ace Hotel, which we've talked about.
Let's do it. Let's book it like ASAP. Let's just do it.
Let's book. Why are we waiting?
Let's book it.
What are we waiting for?
Let's do that right now.
And
with that, everyone.
Go book your spring
trip. We're back. Book your spring trip. And, you know, live life to the fullest. Make up all the outfits. You know,
start your fall shopping list.
Do it. And
what was my motto last year? Spend more, think less. If I had any type of motto this summer, I put that into practice in a way that you could not believe this summer.
You know what? If someone's living their values, it's Sarah.
Yes.
Right now in life. So we're going to be back with a multi-part series, breaking it down. We've got some things to share. Like I've had some experiences and I've even bought like some vintage teak and like stuff like that.
What? I didn't know this. Oh, actually, I guess I kind of did. Yeah. I took up a new sport. So solely, you know, I only do sports for the fashion. And this one is not a fashion sport. And I've been really upset about it. So
It's golf. So golf, they can't get it together.
Well, I have a question about golf clothes. And my question is, what the fuck, honestly?
Fuck.
Like, what?
What has made it go that way? If someone holds up another polo
shirt and tells me this is a golf shirt, this is what we're wearing golfing, we can do better than this.
Tech fabric, too. Those what? Golf shirts that are that what? Techy kind of fabric, like Nike.
It's just everything. It's like Nike, Adidas, even Lululemon's of the world. Like everyone. I'm like, what is this polo shirt? What are you guys doing here? Isn't this supposed to be like a rich person sport? And this is what we're coming up with? This is what we're wearing?
Is this the market we need to tap like as designers and creative directors of like a chic golf wear for women?
Yes. Although I did find a brand called For All. It's based in the US. They have a chic kind of cool thing.
Good.
Love what they're doing. Don't love their shipping, sort of like how they cater to Canadians. I'm really weary of that, so I don't like to do it, but I might pull the trigger and buy something from there. Anyway, so lots to talk about
this
there.
If this is your life now, you have to figure some stuff out.
We're going to have to... I've gone on an emotional journey with this this summer. I've only golfed like 3 times, but I've spent probably 40 days thinking about my own.
You need a collar. Is that the problem?
Yes, you need collars. So you need a collar.
And like women...
There's a lot of rules and there's a lot of stuff and it's just like...
Take a cue from tennis. I used to work at like this cute little cafe where all these like tennis courts nearby and like rich ladies would come in just straight from tennis. I'm like, that's living life.
Yes. And so what I actually did do, which is crazy, I went to Aloe Yoga and I bought this... Basically, what's supposed to be a tennis dress, it doesn't have any shorts under it. There's no skirt. It's just a dress, which is crazy. There's no built-in bra, which is also crazy. And it's racer back, but it has a collar. So then what I had to do in the absolute pursuit of fashion, I put bike shorts on under it, basically, because it's like longer. Then I basically wore like a strapless bra to go golfing. This is what I've done.
Sarah. In order not to. But you probably looked really good. So that's a good workaround, even though it's a lot of work.
So much work. And this dress was not cheap. It was not functional for golf, but I was like, I don't care. Like I can't do it. So you know what? You can force me into this sport, but I'm going to stay true to myself.
Stay true to yourself.
If I spent this much time thinking about my actual golf game, I'm sure I would be able to, you know, complete a golf game. But you'll never
think about that golf game until you're looking good.
Until my outfit looks good. Right? Exactly. So, or else I'm distracted and that's the way it's going to be. It's
not going to work. And you're going to be like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now.
Yeah. Anyways, we were signing off and I went on a tangent, but I think
that's a good sign off. Yeah. Maybe we'll pose that to our audiences. Like, find us some good golf wear for women.
Get me a good outfit.
And like, it can't just look like menswear.
Yes. It has to be good. It has to be stylish. It cannot be, it has to have a pattern. It has to have a cut.
I don't think it's going to go well.
I know, but you know what? That's a good sign off. Stay true to your morals. Stay true to your morals. Even in the face of snooty country clubs. Do not let them break you.
Don't let them break you. And with that, you know?
We'll be back.
I can't wait to come back. We are back.
We won't ghost you again for a year.
This is our solemn promise. We are committed. Because you know what? There's going to be cocktails and charcuterie boards aplenty this fall for
us. Absolutely. Cannot wait.
Yeah?
All right. Well, have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.